You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. This is Graybeard taking over this next half hour of the Motherland Influence. Once again, we come to you every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. with African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And you hear some gourds in the background, maybe. Legba Folklore Society is doing a little sound check. They'll be starting in a few minutes. And Ore Segun is going to be helping them on percussions. It's featuring Janine Bell and Imani Bell. All right. And we've got Liz in the studio.
Hi, Charles.
Hello.
This is so cool, this performance, all these people here. It's really, really, really remarkable. I am saying that to encourage you to come down to WRAR, make a contribution, get some food from Cuba Cuba, and watch the show in the studio. It is it's the best of the best, if you ask me. The most exciting, entertaining, enlightening, and informing thing that you could be doing right now. And our address is 1621B West Broad Street, across from the Lowe's, in between the Firehouse Theater and the Post Office. Charles brought the Allegra Folklore Society in to help us entertain you and encourage you to make a contribution. We are slowly wrapping up the end of our spring pledge drive, and we have about $2,000 more to go, give or take. That's not an actual number. But anyway, we are slowly and sincerely trying to get you to make a call and help us wrap this thing up. In the meantime, Allegra Folklore Society is going to sing and play, and Charles is going to film it. And Charles was just telling me that he filmed the drummers.
Yes,
that opened
the
Japanese drummers. And so when you go online, be sure to check out the Japanese drummers that opened the pledge drive. Hopefully, this amazing performance will end the pledge drive. And Charles, when do you think you'll get that up on the website for those that can't come in?
The video, you mean? Or?
Mm-hmm, this.
It'll probably be later this evening.
Okay, how's that for on-the-spot pressure?
Yeah, it'll be sometime night, the best I can tell you.
I'm sorry. Totally unfair.
David will be working on the podcast. We podcast all our shows, by the way, so you can always come back to WRIR.org and look for a blog for the Motherland Influence, and there's usually a link to our podcast. And also, we usually have a link to like all of them. We got a mess old podcast. So check back later for that, and I'll try to get the video up of this, too. While we're waiting for them to set up, we'll play one more tune. It should be almost ready.
Yeah. Call in. Make a contribution if you haven't done it. We've got just a scant few dollars left to raise, and we need you. If you haven't done it, if you want to increase your contribution, it's fully tax deductible. 622-9747 or online at WRIR.org.
And we still have a special, para tickets?
We do.
Para tickets to see Charles Bradley and the Budos Band at the Jefferson in Charlottesville on April the 6th. So the first donation of $100 will get those tickets. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be a good show. I've already got tickets for that. Otherwise, I'd be making another donation. All right, so I'm going back to Sierra Leone again. This Ahmad Janka Nabe appeared here with the Boo Boo Band playing Boo Boo music. Supposedly started out as witchcraft music and then kind of moved into religious ceremonies. And Mr. Nabe modernized it. And we're going to hear some for you. A tune called Good Governance.
Democracy. give power to the woman. Try for educate a woman. That's the educate a family. With a campaign for good governance. Under human rights.
Multi-party democracy. Give power to the woman then.
With a campaign for good governance. And the human rights.
Multi-party democracy. Give right to the human them.
Music from Ahmad Jankanabe and the Boo Boo Gang, originally out of Sierra Leone, now based out of Brooklyn, New York, and appeared here Friday night. And I gotta say, his CDs and videos don't do this guy justice live. He just plain kick butt. So if he comes back again, you guys gotta catch him. All right, we're gonna have some more butt kicking here, coming from the Legba Folklore Society, featuring Janine Bell, Imani Bell, and Oshagun on percussions and vocals. Or Rishagoon, excuse me. Did I get it right this time? Okay. All right. And you guys are going to start out with a tune, then we're going to talk a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we'd love it. I always enjoy coming on your show, Charles. It's one of the hottest shows on WRIR. And we're going to sing some songs to Elegba, our organization, Elegba Folklore Societies, after the Yoruba Orisha or intercessor or aspect of nature, Elegba, Eshu Elegbara. The one who opens the roads You know, sometimes, and especially this time of the year, we think about Mardi Gras, the guy with the umbrella heading out in the front. He's opening the way. Everybody's leading away. He's an Alegba figure. The drum major in the marching band, he's an Alegba figure. Alegba is on the front line. He's a warrior. It's a place of no fear. So, you know, in this work that we do as cultural artists based in Richmond, Virginia, as artists and educators, talking about things African-centered, when we look to the left or the right and we don't see anybody, you know we have to keep on going to communicate the messages. And accordingly, you know, Alegba is a communicator. He is a divine bridge between what the Yoruba call the other world that's home and humanity. So he guards the crossroads. He represents the choices and the decisions that we make in life. And so if we are in alignment with goodness and destiny, then those choices and decisions will carry out that alignment as he opens the roads, bringing clarity out of confusion. So this is a song to Alegba. You know, it's really sacred music because the Orisha are intercessors who help God help us. And so when we call on that, and you know, the Yoruba call this energy Orisha. You can call it whatever you want to call it because the universe is organized the way it is. it is what it is, as we say. And so by whatever name it's called, it's still talking about the power of the universe, the God that we have in us, and exercising that power. And so at the Alegba Folklore Society, as an arts and cultural and educational organization, we hope that our programs and our services are indeed road-opening experiences.
Beautiful. Can you give us some information about your organization for some of us who may not have heard of you? Or?
Well, I'm happy to. We're really accessible to people. We have a cultural center downtown at the corner of First and Broad, and we're open every day. Well, not Sunday or Monday, but Tuesday through Saturday. We're open every day. And inside that cultural center, we have art and artifacts from around the African world. Right now in our gallery, we're showing the art of Anike Robinson. And she's from the D.C. area, but she's born of Richmond parents. She's born of Richmond parents who are social justice activists, who are economic justice activists, who were very instrumental in the anti-apartheid movement through an organization that I'm sure you know, Charles, and some of our listeners might know as TransAfrica, Randall Robinson. And her mother, Brenda Randolph, from Africa Access. And so the show is called, appropriately, Raised to Riot. And so as she looks back, she looks forward in expressing her inner self and also how she sees the world. The show is up through the end of March, and so we invite people to come down and take a look at it, her three-dimensional works, her installations, her story paintings, her prints. She has cards. She has magic wands. And you know, we all need a little magic in our lives. And of course, there we have art and artifacts from around the African world as well.
Beautiful. And your organization is also responsible to doing some very integral festivals here in Richmond, Virginia, something that we very much appreciate you doing your hard work on.
Well, thank you, Charles. And, you know, on that note, I'm really happy because we have enjoyed a relationship with WRIR for many years as we work together to get the word out about Juneteenth, a freedom celebration coming up soon, June 16th, about the Down Home Family Reunion, a celebration of African-American folk life in August, and then about the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival in December. And we are so happy that this station invites its listeners to come out. We're so happy when you, Charles, come to the events and keep the audience engaged with your music throughout, and they have an opportunity to come and pick up schedules and information about the radio station, which is such a great gift to the Richmond community. Juneteenth Freedom Celebration celebrates the Juneteenth holiday, which is the first African-American holiday, an emancipation celebration where enslaved Africans in Texas didn't get the word until 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was enacted in January of 1863. And so while in Texas and other places there's a big, you know, to do a big festive occasion, which is a good thing because it is a celebration of freedom at last, here in Richmond, because of its predominant role in the trade of enslaved Africans here, we put together more of a commemoration where we have appropriate speakers and performers and hands-on activities and information to exchange right at the Manchester Dock, which was the port of entry for Africans from the continent to be sold into lifelong bondage here in Richmond. And then we light torches and walk in our ancestors' footsteps along the trail of enslaved Africans. It's a very moving and compelling experience. It's free for people to come, and so we invite our listeners today to come and join us.
Beautiful. And you, of course, you've got a website, you're on Facebook, and you've got a phone number for contact?
Well, absolutely. The phone number, the 24-hour hotline, is 804-644-3900, and people can leave a message when we're not there because sometimes we are out enriching the community. I'm happy to have Imani Bell, which is my daughter, here in the studio with us. She is a lead singer. She's a lead dancer. She's one of our interpreters. And she's been doing this business almost all her life. So, Imani, please greet our listeners. And
hi, everybody. I'm happy to be here, celebrating culture, celebrating life every day.
And I'm also happy that Urisegun Olomidun, a visual artist and musician and instructor and practitioner of African spiritual thought, African cultural thought, is here with us on the Gourd and with his voice today. He's got so much to share as well.
Ekuole. Greetings to everyone out in the Richmond, Petersburg, Hopewell, Dinwiddie, Virginia area. I'm glad to be here in your city and back in the South. I've been away for a while, but I'm glad that I'm able to share some of the things that I've been able to pick up over the years out in my travels. I hope you appreciate that and hearing this very rich cultural area in Richmond and in Petersburg. We have a whole lot to gain from those that have gone on before us, and hopefully we can do them well and do them justice by remembering them and calling on them and sharing that rich heritage and culture with those that come behind us. Ashe.
And I'd like to mention too that Mr. Urisegun also accompanies me on the Graybeard Afro Pop Dance Explosions as a DJ. He's doing live drumming. It makes a big difference when he gets the people on the dance floor.
Yes, hopefully we'll see everybody out at the Nile.
Yeah, on the 30th of March.
Okay. And also the next day, actually on the 31st, I conduct the last Saturday month, down in Petersburg at the Utopia Spa. I do a drum circle, which is free to the public. Come down between 5 and 7. I bring drums, but if you have a drum, a bell, a tambourine, wood blocks, come down and share in with our open drum circle. That day also, I will be performing at the Bistro down on Sycamore Street with a very strong brother, a brother named Ola. We call ourselves Ola Shego. We'll be performing there at the Bistro. It starts around 8 o'clock, and we'll go until about 10. Hopefully you come down and share in some of that celebration.
That sounds like fun.
Some of you reggae heads, you remember Ola from Awareness Art Ensemble.
Oh, yeah.
One of the foundational groups of reggae in this area, AAE. Right. AAE. And the Alegbo Folklore Society's performers are going to appear soon as well. We dance and we sing and we play music from the djembe orchestra, and sometimes we have masquerades involved as well. And so we're going to be at VCU actually on March 23rd. There is a really nice program where the Department of African American Studies is acknowledging some of the outstanding students across the curriculum, but who come through African American Studies. And so we're going to be there to support and hopefully enlighten that moment. There are paintings that are being contributed or donated, I guess I should say, to the African American Studies Department. That artist will be there. It's open to the public in the afternoon. So, get away from work between 2:30 and 4:30 and come over to the Commons and enjoy a performance by the Alegbo Folklore Society, as well as support and show our appreciation for outstanding scholastics. We're going to do another song for you.
Okay. I'm going to try running and film it while you guys get going.
And so this song is from the Manding cosmology, and it tells a story. We were talking about enslavement, but this is sort of a different. This song, Kilondi, it's about how people in Africa, families in West Africa, this is a song for the Manding, so we'll say Manding families, share people and resources to help make the community grow stronger. And so the song is about what may have been called slavery in African societies, but it's really about families and communities sharing people and resources. We're going to join with this song, one also from the Manding cosmology that talks about the jolly, the culture keeper, the oral historian, the one who is born to keep our messages together, transmit them accurately, and make sure that we have order in life. So there'll be a song to the Jolly following the Kilondi. Kilondi la toba, Kilondi hodomba masia, Kilondi lai 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 lai, Kilondi joni joni munati, Kilondi batu jara hela, Kilondi hodomba masia, Kilondi na toba, Kilondi hodomba masia, Kilondi lai 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 lai, Kilondi
joni joni munati,
Kilondi batu jara hela, Kilondi hodomba masia.
Ie jalia, la leka jalia.
E jalia, la leka jalia.
Ie jalia, la leka jalia.
E jalia, la leka jalia.
Ie jalia, oh, la leka jalia.
E jalia, la leka jalia.
E jalia, la leka jalia.
E jalia, la leka jalia.
A la leka jalia, wola naka masayada.
E jalia, la leka jalia. So it's a song that says thank you to God and thank you to the Jolly as we retain our interconnectedness, as we recognize our oneness with nature, as we recognize, therefore, our oneness with the universe. There's so much power that we hold in our spirit, in our hands, in our heads, and it's only waiting to be recognized. And so if we just take the time to recognize it and make it a part of who we are every day, then wow, our lives could be all different, and our communities could be all different, and our interrelationships with one another could be all different, and the world then becomes a much more magical place.
It's absolutely beautiful. And if you don't mind, I need to break in for a second, remind people that we're doing our fundraiser here at WRIR. It's WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And if you like what you're hearing, we're bringing this to you because of donations you've made to us, allowed us to build a studio that they're performing in right now, our live studio. And you can help us keep paying the bills by dialing 804-622-9747, 622-9747, or go to www.wrir.org.
And you know, the Alegba Folklore Society is a not-for-profit. We appreciate donations as well. But today, we want to just ask all of our followers and those who visit our cultural center or attend our programs, or if you like what you're hearing, to call and support this wonderful radio station that gives us not only musical shows but talk shows that we don't get this information, we don't get this music anyplace else in this market. It's very important. And it's very important that it's independent radio. And so WRIR, we thank you so much for all you do.
Well, thank you. And you do a lot, too. Appreciate that. And appreciate working together with you. Enjoy doing the festivals, and hopefully we will continue to do those.
Hopefully we will. and I'm looking forward to that really soon, with Juneteenth coming up so soon. But in the meantime, you know, groups can come to us and and we'd be happy to guide them on a tour, a heritage tour, along the trail of enslaved Africans and other notable sites. They only need call us at 644-3900, 804-644-3900. They can visit our website. It is undergoing a little reconstruction, but there's information there, and they can contact us from there as well. So we're always wanting to make new friends.
Beautiful. And reminding everybody, you're listening to the Legba Folklore Society live from WRIR, and you have some more for us, I hope?
Well, we're going to close today with another Orisha song, a song to the Orisha Yemoja, the Divine Mother. Her domain is the ocean. And so when we think about the ocean, somebody who is the mother of all the fishes. And so when you think about all of life ever on the planet, that sense of that maternal nature, the divinity of that maternal nature, and the fact that, you know, we have to maintain a oneness with Mother all the time. A song to Yemoja.
Thank you. Once again, as a Legba Folklore Society, and we thank them very much for coming into the studio today, especially Orisha Gumi, come all the way from Petersburg.
All right.
Thank you very much. And don't forget, you can check out their website and see all the wonderful programs they have available. And we're glad to be working with them. Thank you very much again.
Thank you. All the best to you and David and WIRR.
Viva la Graybeard.
All right, you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And I'm going to turn it over to Liz. She's going to tell you about our fundraiser, and then I'm going to turn the music back over to DJ Dowdy.
Oh, that was fantastic, Charles. Thank you so much. It was so much fun to watch and listen to and just to be a part of. It's one more example of the great things that happen here at WRAR, the great things that we're bringing you, the people that we introduce you to. And I am here right now because we're rounding out the end of our spring 2020. 12 pledge drive, and I am on the microphone to ask you to call in and make a contribution. The number is 804-622-9747. Your contribution goes towards keeping the lights on, keeping our equipment working, and paying the rent. And if you've already donated and you want to up your donation, we would greatly appreciate that. We want to be done, and we've got a little bit less than $3,000 to go before the end of this drive. And I'd like to do it this evening, if at all possible. It's 6:30 now. There are plenty of people here waiting to take your phone call. There's still dinner from Cuba Cuba if you want to come by the studio. And we have plenty of premiums and plenty of happy, happy faces around here to greet you. Online, it's WRIR.org. Your contribution goes towards the enlightenment of the city. And
thank you.
And thank you. And thank you if you have already donated. We really appreciate it if you've donated in the past and you're still on the fence. We appreciate it. We appreciate you sitting on the fence and thinking about us.
That's right.
I'm going to push you off if I can figure out how. But land on it. Land on that phone. Land on that keyboard and make a contribution. So what are you doing now, David Noyes?
Well, actually, I heard them talking about jollies and jellies and all that, and I thought I would play something from one of the most famous West African singers still alive today, Sekouba Bambino Jabate. One of his most famous songs. Will play the original version, Kasuma Man. Ready?
Awesome. Yeah.
Ready to go? Let's do it.
Apollo Asumama, ya muso kusa, diya na ke na diya la, asiriye.
All right, that last cut was the Super Jota Band of Mali. From the LP Super Jota de Bamako, Volume 2, we heard the song called Yamba. Before that, Kasuma Man, a song taught to Sekopa Bambino Jabate of Guinea by his mother, from a CD called Le Destin that came out, oh gosh, about 1990-something or other, back in a popular African music album label. Really nice album from Sekopa Bambino, one of his early Western releases. Gonna play something now from let's see, what have I got lined up? I got two things lined up, but I can't remember which one's in which. So tell you what, let's play. We're gonna play something from Tele Jazz de Tele Mele from their album La Fête à Fouta, which I believe is what I'm gonna play. I'll play that a song called Diorama.
Africa, ende ya kanibalo barika tinya. Meneje kanibalo barika, ende ya kanibalo barika tinya. Anna barika bilala meni ye miri ya nyumalo kantinya. Alani sarada.
Liz is back to tell us a little bit more about the fun drive. I want to say thank you to everybody that's donated, and I hope you've been enjoying the music so far this afternoon on the Motherland Influence.
I want to thank you, too. It has been so much fun, and I want to thank the Alegba Folklore Society singers.
Yeah, those guys were great.
They were amazing. We are rounding up to the end of this program and the pledge drive portion of this program for this 6 month period. And if you're a fan of this show and you have not contributed, this is your opportunity to call in and tell Charles and David how much you appreciate what they do, their research, their time, their energies, their intelligence, and you do this when you make a phone call, when you make a donation, you cast a vote for your favorite show. And also, it's an opportunity to just reach out to the DJ and tell them that they are on the right path. And to do that, call into the studio at 622-9747. It's also an opportunity for you to speak back to us about our programming decisions. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. And really, we're here to take your feedback. And so in addition to making a donation, it's also your opportunity to input and communicate with us if you are unable to volunteer.
And if you're a regular listener and you ever got out and bought yourself a present, buy yourself a present.
Okay.
Buy yourself a present.
Yes.
Make a contribution.
Make a contribution. Right. Exactly. And then you wear the T-shirt. You get the bumper sticker.
No, just buy yourself a present. You get to keep listening to the programming you like.
That's true.
It's for you. That's why we do it.
Yep. It feels good. People who donate, people who work in charities have higher self-esteems and feel better about themselves. That could be you. One more time, WRIR.org is where you can donate online or at the studio at 804-622-9747.
Or walk in.
Or walk in. Exactly, 1621 B West Broad.
All right, we're going to end the program up with an appropriate song, at least part of it. We got 5 minutes for a 9-minute song, but that's cool. We're not going to play the whole thing. It's a song from the Super Negro Banthers of Nigeria, led by Ayla Elvis. The name of the song is Money Hard to Get. Y'a pas que des bruyères.
danser dans ce monde, aujourd'hui. La vie est un combat. Vida, vida, vrai combat. Il faut chercher dans ce monde aujourd'hui afin de réussir. Oh maman,
il suffit un peu de disco de papillon, mais tu ne laves nos discours,
oh, yes.
Non papa. In this world, you must work before you enjoy, you must work before you jump in.
Facile à dépenser. Est-ce que c'est vrai?
Ah oui, c'est une simple vérité.
Ah, coco, c'est vrai.
L'argent, n'est pas facile à gagner, mais facile à dépenser. Oh, maman. Money, money, hard to get, but easy to spend. Money, oh yeah.
Enjoy. Ah! So, for Nigeria Limited.